From the Southwark News for January the 31st, Justice for Rape Victim by Emma Ailes. A violent rapist who was soon to be released back onto the streets of Peckham will remain in jail indefinitely after the Court of Appeal ruled him a danger to the public. Dimek Amura, 19, was sentenced to 6 years for stabbing, strangling and raping a 25-year-old woman in 2010, meaning he was due to be released as early as this summer. But after Southwark News it ran a front page questioning the soft sentence and Harriet Harman MP made an appeal on the victim's behalf, the Attorney General sent the case to be reviewed as unduly lenient. The presiding judge said if Amura was released, there was a high risk that he would attack more women and that the next offence might be life-threatening. Amura will now remain under lock and key indefinitely until the parole board deems he is safe for release. Ms. Harman welcomed the victory. This was a horrific rape involving weapon and violence, she said. The sentence was not long enough, and the victim felt it did not take seriously enough the impact the offence had had on her. Rape and sexual offences must be treated with great seriousness, and it is important that a clear message is sent out. The court ruled that he will not be let out until they are satisfied he is no longer a danger to the public. The victim had suffered enormously, but I know she does now feel that justice has been done. It is great that the Southwark News took such an interest in this case and is highlighting that justice has been done. The 25-year-old victim had got off a bus and was walking home along Consort Road in the early hours of June the 6th when she realised that someone was following her. She sped up, but Amura caught up with her and robbed her at knife point of her handbag. The woman escaped and ran towards a car at some traffic lights and screamed for help, but the car drove away. When Amura caught up, he knocked her to the ground and began to slash her body and clothes with the knife, bang her head against the ground and strangle her. He then raped her. The woman was left with life-changing physical injuries and suffered severe psychological trauma. She also had to undergo a course of anti-HIV drugs, as Amura had not worn a condom. Amura initially told police he had robbed the woman because two men with a gun told him to do it as part of an initiation into a gang, but denied rape, despite DNA evidence and witness testimony. He later changed his plea to guilty. Amura, who was 17 at the time of the offence, underwent numerous psychiatric tests, with one report suggesting that he had post-traumatic stress syndrome as a result of experiences in his childhood in the Congo. The court heard that he had 5 previous convictions for groping women in Clapham Common at the age of 14. He was also subject to a court order and on police bail for another matter at the time of the rape. A panel of 3 Court of Appeal judges ruled that Amura's sentence be changed to detention for the public protection with a minimum term of 3 years. He will not be released from detention unless and until a parole board has assessed he is no longer a danger to the public.